Anne Barnes, when you and I chatted about this new role of having a youth crime commissioner back in February this year, it was excitement of the possibilities ahead. You couldn't have imagined what was about to happen.
I certainly couldn't have imagined what was about to happen, Dom, actually. And I do have to say, it is a very, very sad day here. It's personally sad for Paris and her family. She is an enthusiastic young woman, you know, and she does have exceptional skills. She works with young people, and she's ended up turning down a position that was a job of a lifetime for her.
This needn't have happened, though, if someone had checked her Twitter account before she got the job.
It's not something that is regularly done, actually. We've followed a perfectly normal appointments procedure, you know, a selection procedure. The vetting that was done was the sort of vetting we do with most of the staff. You won't find a police officer, a police recruit in the land who actually goes through that sort of vetting. You know,
do you think perhaps they should now?
Well, I think there will be lots of conversations going on the back of this. Because I certainly would hate this to happen to anyone else.
Do you accept that you have placed a tremendous burden on a 17-year-old personally?
Well, when we decided to interview for this job, we did do a really, really difficult interview for young people. It was quite hard. We did it deliberately because I wanted the person who had the confidence to handle herself.
But just on that question...
It was a two-day process.
Sure.
Just let me finish. It was a two-day process with very experienced interviewers. We had a peer group of young people who were trained in interview techniques. They did a media programme as well, a media spot. I wouldn't have appointed Paris if I didn't think she could do the job.
But no one could have. No one, regardless of age, probably could have coped with the pressure of the media spotlight that you yourself were part of, taking Paris from news studio to news studio to talk in front of cameras, to talk to experienced journalists, delivering hard-hitting questions, and asking a 17-year-old girl that she herself was responsible for these tweets, which she herself admitted, yes, I was, but at a very much younger age. Do you feel a personal responsibility that this has been too much?
Well, I always take personal responsibility for what goes on under my watch. Of course I do. It's what people in public life do. Paris did nothing that she didn't want to do and her parents didn't want her to do. We put a real care package right from the very, very start, before she started, actually. And she was looked after. She was she did what she wanted to do. I would never ever have made her do anything, and I certainly didn't make her do anything today because I actually personally did not want her to do today.
Let me just
I was going to do that myself, but she insisted, and her parents insisted.